I think it'd be so dangerous to date Milo. I think he comes off as like, oh, sweet boy. Like, oh, I just like love to do my Mark impression. Evil. And then really he's classic.
Kind of a classic male bad boy. Kind of a bad boy.
Yeah. You are. Did people tell you that a lot?
Oh, yeah. That's what Kareem told me after Subway Dicks. He said, you're a bad boy now.
Kareem told you that you're a bad
boy. Before that, I was a sweetheart. I didn't think any of these controversial. He took me aside under his wing. He said, now you're a bad boy. I don't like it. At my core, I'm very sweet and I don't want to be this way, but you just got to live up to your brand.
What do you do now to keep it alive, the brand?
Just kind of, you know, the cool guy shit. I'm learning. I'm watching videos and stuff.
You're nasty.
Party God.
Hi, guys. I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is
Party God. Woo!
Today, we have such a special guest. Devin and I actually both fell in love with him. By mistake,
we're dating now.
I think he's dating both of us. We're doing a real Betty and Veronica situation. Sharing him. He's mine.
Well, it felt like he was dating me more than you, but audience decide.
That is not true. Yeah,
weigh in the comments.
Watch the episode.
Which one's Milo dating? Who did it feel like you had the most vibe for?
Well, it was obviously me, but we'll see. Like, you can decide. Anyway, his name is Milo. You know him from his reels. He's super funny. He was just on Subway Takes. And I hope you fall in love with him the way we did. Anyway, here's our episode with Milo.
Milo!
Hi, guys. So we are missing a small section from this episode. Basically, what you miss is us giving Milo a Party God score of 8, which he argued with. He was the first guest to ever argue against his score. Even though it was pretty high, he was scared it would go down, which it did. So, hey. And we also asked him about his party style, and he said that he has nostalgia for parties that had an aux cord because he liked to snake the cord out of someone's phone and play his own music, which, you know, hey, to each his own. He also regaled us of his Marge Simpson impression that he can only do when he's in a blackout. And that came up a lot in this episode, and I wish we got to see it, but stay tuned. It becomes a hot topic in this episode. Now I got to go work on my Marge Simpson impression. All right, guys, enjoy.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not sure if it's appropriate given the age gap for us to be.
I'm 27, so it's fine. But yeah, I think that I've been closer to blacking out as I've gotten older. I didn't black out much when I was younger.
Well, that happens.
Is that sort of a thing? As your brain atrophies or whatever?
Atrophies, yeah.
We're all dying slowly, so our bodies, you know.
Okay.
You guys heard about that?
He didn't know that?
Yeah. Oh. Wait, what?
You didn't know?
Not everyone.
You can't tell our guest.
Wait, no, you're... Okay. You're joking, right?
No one gets out alive here.
But
not everyone's dying.
Stop.
Some people have to live forever.
No,
right?
Some people do.
Thank you.
No, some people do.
Okay.
Like vampires.
That was going to be scary.
Vampires are real, right?
That's scary too. Okay, I feel weird. No, that's scary too. Vampires? Let's get back to the party stuff. This is all scary talk. I didn't know I was coming on the Halloween pod.
Oh, when I was
dying and vampires? Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Yeah.
The first guest we've ever had to walk out on this episode.
It was a big walkout.
Spooky.
When I was 6 years old, I started having really intense existential anxiety. And from the age of like 6 to 16, I would basically have panic attacks every like 2 weeks. I would go into this like rabbit hole spiral of like, what's the point of living? If I'm going to die, what's the point of investing in all my relationships if everyone I know is going to die? Right. I was just like, I work myself up and like go into like, you know, just, and, but I would stay up until 6 a.m. panicking, but I didn't want to tell my parents because I was like, I don't know if they know and I don't want to freak them out.
Don't
want to
break the news. Yeah. You're carrying that burden.
Because I'm classically like famously really stoic. And yeah.
Famous.
I don't know about that.
It's really one really famous thing about me is.
I don't know.
So why did it end at 16? What do you have?
16, I discovered, this is boring, I discovered journaling and I was like, I started writing all my anxious thoughts down and it just made me, because I was like going into a pattern of like, so I was like, well, it was on paper and yeah.
That's a good discovery.
I started reading like Ram Dass and these
I
like
I should discover journaling.
I wish I could journal. It's like, I can't sit still for long enough. I need phone.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, you can't be on your phone when you journal. I'm out.
I don't want to do that.
I didn't know about that.
No. I can't look at TikToks while I journal.
Yeah. Pass. No.
No, I need my phone.
But that's good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think is a party foul someone can do?
A party foul. Well, I don't know about party foul. I have a specific ethos that I think is actually really bad. Like, I can recognize why it's bad. Or I love that other people have joy and whimsy in their life, and that's awesome for them. I'm not doing that stupid shit. I don't like dressing up for a party. I don't like a theme. I think that to me, negates the point of a... For me, a party is wearing exactly what I want and looking awesome, and then everyone is trying to kiss me, and I'm doing my Marge and that kind of thing. My friend recently invited me to a birthday party, sent me the Partyful link. Mm-hmm. Are you guys familiar with this app?
Yeah, it's really convenient. Yeah.
It's really convenient. But I didn't click on it before. I was like, okay, I'll look at the address right before I go. And I was heading out. I clicked on it. And then right at the top, it said, "Ahoy, mateys." And I was like, fuck no. Like I didn't go. Yeah. It was like a pirate themed. First of all, your birthday is the theme. That's why birthday parties are the best to me. Because people don't complicate it. Yeah. We all get together to celebrate this person, and I look awesome because I'm wearing what I want to wear.
So you just want to wear your best outfit.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Ahoy, matey. Are you out of your mind? I didn't go to my friend's birthday party because of this.
You didn't go?
No, hell no.
Milo.
What am I going to do? Get an eye patch?
Yes.
That sucks. Then that obscures one of my beautiful eyes. That's the whole thing. No.
You're like, I got to have room to do my Marge. I can't obscure from that.
Everyone's going to be doing their pirate shit and talking in a pirate voice. And I don't know if I have access to that. The Marge, maybe if there's a Simpsons theme party or something, but then it'd be on the nose.
Oh, then you'd be cleaning house.
I don't understand because it's not like, to be fair, this is our first time meeting in person. I don't want to be too harsh, but like, it doesn't seem like what you're wearing is so cool that you need to make sure
that's
that.
That's great.
You look great, but it's not
about being cool. It's just about that I don't like being told what to do. I also don't like to go to a party and there's like, oh, by the way, we're like playing Settlers of Catan. No.
You don't like
I
want to
show up and just kick it. Yeah. And I'll be the center of attention doing my Marge. And then I'll be on my way to the orgy that attends after that.
You just want full control. You want to control the music. Uh-huh. You want to control what you wear.
Yeah.
And we're learning a lot about you.
It's so funny, though, because you're so sweet. I don't think you have the right demeanor to, like, set boundaries like this. Like,
yeah.
Like demeanor, maybe. Yeah. You just come across as so kind.
It's only, like, really,
I am kind.
Like,
I just don't like being... I get very, like, cagey if someone's like, by the way, you got to do this bullshit. No. But I love it for other people. That's what I'm saying. It's not, I wish that I could participate. Just something about it is antithetical to me.
Would you throw a themed party where you're in control of the theme?
Never.
Never.
No. The theme is just everyone here is awesome. And then also if I throw a party, then everyone gets to be nice to me. But yeah, that's the theme. Just me. Or like whatever's going on, you know. I didn't think this would be so controversial. I love it for other people. It's same with Halloween. I don't do Halloween. But I love it, Halloween for everyone on Earth who's showing, letting their freak flag fly and being weird.
What about people dressed up as you? Would that be a thing?
People dressing up as me?
Yeah.
No, because then I'm telling them what to do. I don't know. No, I don't like that.
Did something happen to you?
Of course.
Was there a traumatic
thing? Of course. That's why I should get into journaling. But I like being on my phone, so nope.
Yeah, we're just not gonna tackle it. Yeah.
Well, I don't like being told what to do, but then I also don't like being like reprimanded. And both of those things happen at a theme party.
You don't like getting
You show up and first of all, I'm not wearing the thing. And then people are like, "You're not wearing the thing." That sucks.
So it's like being a kid at a theme party, you're gonna get in trouble.
Yeah. I don't like being scolded like a boy. I like walking in and everyone goes, "There's Milo. Do the Marge. And I'm like, let me get a lot of drinks first because that shit does not come for free.
I got a blackout.
Yeah.
Milo, yeah, there's a process. Please have an orgy with us. Milo.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Clamoring for an orgy.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I won't remember it, but I'm sure it'll happen. And it'll be awesome. And I'll sexually satisfy everyone.
Yeah, I'm sure
it'll happen. Yes. If that Marge comes out, it's inevitable.
Yeah,
so.
It's a no-brainer. So that's sort of what I look forward to in a party.
What's your ideal party?
Oh man, my ideal party. Yeah, my birthday. My birthday every year.
No one's ever said that.
You're celebrating me. That's part of the party.
Why not? I'm being so honest. You guys are lying.
That is really honest.
Honest take we've had.
Okay, a party that doesn't revolve around me?
No, it's fine. Go off. Go. Yeah, it's fine. Your original answer is fine.
Yeah, tell us more about it.
Everyone's,
what's your ideal birthday? Are people?
Because I don't have to sort of scheme and connive. I get to control the music. I get to control where we go. Everyone buys me drinks.
What kind of scheming and conniving are you doing at a regular party?
To try and, you know, steal them, get the music how I like it and do the things that I want to do.
Trying to replace that aux cord.
Exactly. Yeah. But in a very chill, I feel like I'm coming across as sort of, you know, weird. But to be honest, everyone loves
me. No.
We just said, to be honest, everyone loves me.
So don't worry about it.
I miss that.
It's more of a chill vibe.
You're ridiculous.
But I like people, and I like, you know, I like it when people do fun things.
For you on your birthday,
you love
specifically,
giving.
But
within reason, within the boundaries that you've defined.
That I have defined, very specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's the thing, is like, I love it that people throw these parties. I'm not going. But I love.
Why do our male guests always like to take apart our mic stands?
I'm not.
See, but here's what I'm doing. I'm just touching. I'm touching the grooves.
It's like how girls will build a sandcastle and the little boy will come over and stomp on it. You know?
Whoa. That's good fodder for journaling. You could get into that. You could get to the root of that matter. Maybe I'll do it.
The bottom of stuff. Yeah.
I feel like I was always the stomper.
Well, wait, what kind of parties are you guys into? So themes are a big thing for you?
We love themes.
We love a theme.
My birthday party was vampire chic themed.
That can be worked for. I'm trying to lie. No, I'm not going to that.
I know you were going to hate it. But the thing
is, I have sort of pointy teeth. I wouldn't have to like do anything. I could just wear black or something.
See, that's the thing. I made all my friends bite my neck. It was just a ruse to get bitten.
Ooh.
It's horny.
See, that's the thing about a theme. There's always a root, because it's always like, what cool shit do I have? And I'll just base a theme around that, and then everyone else has to like scramble. It's like, you've got it, and it's the same as a birthday, actually.
Oh, yeah, all my clothes
where it's
are
like,
black.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this is all about me in this way, but I'm going to pretend like it's for everyone.
Well,
no, you're
day.
Making everyone do a chore.
It's your day. You can make your birthday theme like your favorite outfit and be like, oh, whoops.
I feel like you're jealous because you just haven't thought of a cool theme.
Oh, yeah.
Because vampire is such a cool theme.
I know, and you're hating.
Okay, what's a good theme that I should do for my next party?
Milo theme.
Well, that's what I've been trying to push.
Simpsons theme. That'd be perfect for you.
Ooh, yeah. But then it's like, why aren't you wearing the makeup? Or like, why don't you have the blue hair?
That's
See, then people get mad at me.
And well, you then have to get the blue hair.
Don't wanna. Don't wanna.
Cool.
You're being nasty. You're being nasty, right?
It's really, you're really.
I'm saying this. I'm trying to say this as neutral as possible. You know, it's not a hateful thing. I'm just like, no. In a neutral way. No. No thanks.
That's what everyone wants at a party. Is no.
You can't just do the shoulders.
I think it came across very charming. People at home will understand.
I love your confidence.
I know. No, it's charming. We love
it. I'm sorry to throw a wrench in things with this big breaking news about my inner world and point of view. But yeah. I'm not big
what's,
on that.
What's the worst thing you've ever done at a party?
Oh, the worst thing I've ever done. Well, I've been sort of by association, something bad happened once. But then also,
cryptic.
Well, one time I was at a party and there was, this was like in college. I had a different relationship to parties, because I think that I didn't like them then because I was just kind of insecure. I didn't know what to do at a party. But there was like me and my friend would just go and we would like take off our belts and pretend to fight. Because that's what I'm saying. I think that all the best parties were in high school, because things would happen. There was always a fight breaking out. You'd see the Snapchat story the next morning. You're like, yo. And then like, it's like Kevin Ehrenberger's dad is out of town.
Oh, shit, great name.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. So I was kind of trying to bring that to college of like, we're fighting. But then one time also in college, there was this guy who I went to middle school with, and he was kind of a badass in middle school. He was like the coolest kid ever.
Okay.
And he had an ankle monitor in eighth grade. He was on house arrest.
What?
Yeah. And then in high school, one time I was playing basketball just by myself, just in case all the other things didn't work. I just like to have a lot of plans, backup plans.
Basketball.
Yeah. I don't know. I was throwing things at the wall. I was young. I was figuring my shit out. I didn't have a journal like everyone.
Oh.
I was trying to figure out my life. And so
why did that strike such a chord?
Okay, we're sorry.
No, I'm happy for you. That's what I'm saying. I didn't have that, so I had to just figure it out on the court.
I didn't have that.
I had to lay it all out on the court.
Oh my god!
I'm just like, you thought that Milo being like, "I'm gonna make this shot."
You thought that you might go pro.
I was just dipping my toes.
Okay.
What else? What else were you dipping your
toes? But anyways, one time I was out, and then this same kid, he came up, and he was holding like a 12-pack of beer, and the ball rolled over to him, and he swished it. Oh. And so I was like, this guy's awesome. Then fast forward to college. It's over for me. I see him at a party. This is how it all ties together. I'm with my friend. I see him at a party. He's shirtless for no reason, super sweaty. It's like a very packed party in Michigan. House party. And then me and my friend go up to him. We're like, yo, you're the dude from middle school who was super lit. And he remembers us and we're having fun. And it's like, Mo Bamba. Remember when that song was big?
No.
Okay. I'll send you. I forgot you guys don't yes. listen to music. Anyways. So we're super geeked to see this guy. And then me and my friend go to get a drink. And then we turn around and the guy's being pushed out of the party by like what? Eight people.
Oh my God.
Who I'd sort of noticed eyeing him earlier.
Yeah.
And we run up and we're like, yo, that's our boy. Like, what? Why are you kicking him out? And then the guy just goes, they're saying I raped her, bruh.
Oh,
and then, oh. Yeah. You're like, that's
and
the
man. Me and my friend, Beth, we immediately turned around and just went back in the party. It's really devastating.
They're saying.
No, yeah, as if. Like, so nonchalant about it. And so I haven't ever spoken to him since, of course.
But, yeah. Oh, it sucks when your hero really falls from grace.
Never meet your heroes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
So.
The worst possible thing.
Yeah. Could not have said something.
Up until that point, grotesque. I was like, this guy sounds so cool.
But also, like, me. The there was yeah. a lot of darkness to be holding beer and landing a shot. Yeah, like
tenth,
you can't be
in, like,
10th
grade.
There's some darkness there. If you're
but,
that,
you know.
Oh, yeah. He would have been so my type in middle school, the ankle monitor.
Oh, God. I'm like a bird. Like, the way, like, I can see a guy doing, like, a cool skate trick, and I'm like, oh, I'm smitten. Like,
whoa.
The way, like, birds skate do that.
What
like,
about me dance. If I was sort of making free throws?
What a land. Yeah, I'd be like, whoa, what's his
see?
Vibe?
These skills come in handy.
You're right. Yes. No, you're onto something. What were your other skills that you were trying to, you had basketball?
Well, when I was little, my parents thought I would be a musical theater prodigy. So I was learning tap, dance, ballet. That kind of stuff.
Cute.
No, that was a dark time for me.
That sounds like a party trick. You're not tapping at the party?
I wish I could. Tap was the most fun by far. Ballet was me in sixth grade and a bunch of 11th grade girls, and I was mortified every time.
Really?
And I had to like do the lifts. No, I was very scared of women, and I still am.
Oh.
So this is kind of exposure therapy for me.
Yeah.
But I wish I could tap. But you kind of need to bring the shoes. I don't
right.
wanna, you know.
You gotta have, oh, I guess, oh, I
yeah,
guess
oh, no, some shit I gotta do for a party. You know I'm not about that.
Yeah,
but
just another
that would
chore.
Be a good idea. Maybe I'll learn again. Have you guys ever danced in any capacity?
Oh, yeah. I was in competitive show choir in high school, and we were the best.
We're not talking
we
about
were number
her
one.
Competitive
what?
Show choir.
We were number one in the country.
Was it sort of cutthroat?
We're national champions.
Was there?
Yes. And we won.
Tumult behind place. The scenes?
I was very competitive. They literally had it where they would tell us, like, second place would be announced and we'd know that we were first, and they were like, don't clap when they announce second place, because like we'd want to be like, we won, and we'd have to like, they'd announce
wow.
second place, so we're just like waiting, and then they'd be like, and first place us, and then we get to be like, woo. But no, we were
so
best.
You just knew based on gut instinct that you were going to be the winners.
We always knew, right, Devin? She hates when I talk about show choir.
I'll
like show guys show choir clips on first dates.
You think that they're going to be smitten?
Like works. Skate that's
trick.
My skate
that
trick.
Works.
Here's me when I was 16 singing and dancing.
She made me do a
being
vocal
very intense. Yeah,
she made me do a vocal exercise that she had learned from show choir.
You're welcome.
Yesterday we were doing it, and
yeah, you do like a siren,
like,
yeah,
kind
yeah
of shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I smoked too many cigarettes last night, so I can't do it right now, but you
ooh,
nailed it.
That was kind of good what I did.
That was
right?
really beautiful what you did.
Should we Devin, start a show choir?
Devin, take no- yes. I was in a choir last year, but it got burned down.
We got what
burned down?
If you don't stop, I'm going to talk about milk. If you
no,
don't stop,
this is my milk.
Yeah, this is your
burned
milk.
Devin won't stop talking about
I
milk.
I love talking about
no.
milk on the
was
pod.
It another, was it a, don't. Another team burned you guys down?
Don't go no. her direction, go my direction.
Okay, what's
the,
up with
it was
milk?
The California fires.
Bummer.
Yeah.
But maybe, I'm not going to spread the conspiracy.
It was the rival
maybe someone
fire.
Started it, yeah.
It was the rival fire.
I'm getting so mad.
Okay, what's the milk stuff?
Yeah.
No, no don't get
give everyone
milk.
Their time in the sun.
Thank you.
No, what's your thing that you talk about all the time?
What
that
the hell? if I don't get to talk about
she's
milk,
had,
I'm going to
no.
freak the fuck out.
She's had so much milk talk every episode.
I love milk.
What more is there to say about it, honestly?
No, I'm
that
saying.
Seems like kind of the end of
well,
the
usually
subject.
The well, usually the guest would ask a question. You're not giving me much.
What's
you're
up
not-
with milk?
Don't get
what,
her started.
What question do I ask?
Don't
how
get her
do you
started.
Like to drink it?
What do you have? What's your special interest?
Oh, man, my special interest.
Yeah.
I'm so upset. We talked about Schoeckler for at least an hour of podcast time on milk.
We're not. What's your special interest, Milo?
I really like sort of, I went back to Michigan recently and I love going to smoke shops and seeing the sort of paraphernalia there. And I like, I just am interested in that kind of imagery, that kind of stuff.
That art?
like Bart Simpson, like smoking a joint and then he's wearing like Supreme.
You love
that's
the
shit I'm into. Oh yeah. Whoa. There's a through line. Yeah. That's what every great podcast has narratively. I'm hitting the journal thing.
Yeah.
Callbacks.
Whoa. Good job.
Yeah, you're a pro.
Should I do another episode with you guys?
You should.
We'll tomorrow?
Yeah. You can have Milo's take every episode.
Well, we were joking that, so we have to do a sex party episode with one of our sponsors coming up. We were like, we should send Milo out into the field and have him come back and talk about his experience with a sex party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's all like excited going in.
How do you think he would be?
At a sex party?
Yeah. Yeah. What would your vibe be?
Have you ever been to one?
No, but. Maybe post-Marge. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember the night.
Who knows?
Anything could have happened.
Got to be full Marge.
That's what people don't understand about the Dern blacking out. Like,
no, you're so right.
You know,
we got to see you blacked out.
Huh?
We got to get you blacked out.
You have to stop saying that to our younger guests. We can't.
It's 3 years.
I'm still very young.
Got to get drunk.
No, I've never been to any sort of sex-related. I would find that very... A bummer. Yeah,
you wouldn't like it.
No, I like a sort of slow burn
romance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's your dating style?
It's not supposed to burn.
Are you a romancer?
I don't know what my style is, but I like it to take a very, I'm very patient, you know. I like to yearn. I like, you know, these are things that I think people try and cut to the chase very quick. I like it even when someone doesn't like me, because then I get to listen to Love is a Losing Game, that kind of shit.
Yearning
it's
is
all
best.
Fun.
I much prefer. It's like, okay, well, I have a question. Would you rather be desired or desire?
Oh. Oh, boy. I'd rather be desired, definitely.
Be desired,
but,
yeah.
I'd rather desire.
Wow.
Wow.
Sick. Love to yearn.
Sick.
Man.
Because when someone desires you that you don't want, it's awful.
Mm. It's no. Cool. It's pretty awesome. All the time.
I don't like
Wait, what is your, you're going
to... I would rather be desired. I would like to know what it feels like.
Oh, yeah, oh. Yeah. Some, hey, one of these.
Well, well okay.
I was telling all earlier, I'm cooked.
You're cooked?
You said chopped.
Chopped.
Oh, chopped. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not chopped. You literally just hooked up with someone.
What?
Okay. Well,
what the
count.
Hell? Oh, my God. Was it sexy?
Yeah, Devin, was it sexy?
Did you guys achieve climax at the same time?
Oh.
Oh, fresh.
I'm saving it for my journal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad. See, for me, that's the thing. I don't have a journal, so it's just all out on the line.
All out.
Yeah. You should go play basketball tomorrow. It's a little nippy out, but...
Should we all go hoop together tomorrow? We're known for being really good at it.
Ooh, I'd love to see that.
I know everything about basketball.
Yeah, I'm really good at...
putting it in the
hole
with the...
In the goal?
Yeah, you put it in the...
You get a goal?
Yeah,
basically. See, I don't really know all the lingo. I just go out there and I freestyle it.
We're going to play horse?
You're still just playing by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not hooping with
group? No.
So you just got your beer in one hand?
I wish. No.
Shooting in the other?
That was...
But you might get allegations if you do that. So
yeah, exactly. That's a slippery slope. I'm not...
It's a crazy pipeline.
Yeah, I'm not starting all that.
What a tell us about a time you were a party god.
A party god.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you guys have an example? What are you? What is your guys'
For
party
you,
god?
You had these problems ahead of time.
You can't turn this around on us. We're in your
but I couldn't think of shit.
You had a,
well, okay. You had I think one of my party god things was a time that I think that it's is it a, based on my first person experience or like for the benefit of the people?
Both. Either.
Rarely is it the second one for me, as you guys can probably ascertain. But one time I was at a New Year's Eve party in high school again, when all the best shit went down. I still go to high school parties.
Oh. Well, all right. Do we need to call someone?
It's just all the best shit's happening.
The guy with the ankle monitor was actually him. Like,
oh, yeah.
My hero, he's really cool.
This guy I know.
He'll probably beat the allegations.
Yeah, free him. No. I was at a New Year's Eve party. First of all, that's right worse than Halloween. New Year's?
Oh my God.
New Year's, I never have a good New Year's.
Yeah. Are you guys kidding? That's the best one.
What? Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm never having a good New Year's.
I should host this shit. You know what? New Year's is the best.
What?
Famously tragic, right?
You think that you should host Party God?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pardon?
Sorry. I gotta save some shit for the journal. That I shouldn't have said that. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay, you're on New Year's.
Okay, you hate New Year's.
New Year's is, but you've had fun New Year's. That feels more rare.
Well, I always get a kiss. That's part of it.
Ooh.
I'm chopped.
You're not chopped. But you were having fun despite not being kissed on New Year's?
I guess.
When's your last New Year's kiss?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably like in college.
What? That is not true.
I don't know.
Oh, brother.
Back when I wasn't here. Back when I wasn't chopped.
You're not chopped.
And you still love New Year's regardless.
Yeah, that's the
He's a real yearner. That's why.
Yeah.
You're not chopped.
Literally before I don't know if you know the definition of chopped.
Yeah.
I'm so chopped, you guys. I'm not sure. I'm not positive what it means, but I've. My stock is down.
Oh wow! Do you have any plans to get it up?
You want to coach me?
Yeah. How do we not be chopped?
What do I do?
Oh, this is tough. Well, earlier you had your legs very shiny. That was awesome. But then you patted them down.
And then I freaked. I got in my head about it, and I thought people weren't gonna like them shiny.
See, that's the thing. You're thinking about other people. You just gotta do you.
You're so right.
You're looking out for number one, which is really sick.
I don't know if I've had a New Year's kiss, honestly.
You guys, gotta get New Year's kisses. It's awesome. It really sets the tone for your year.
Yeah, obviously we would if we... what?
No, I know. She's always like this. But it's easy for her and she doesn't...
No, I'm working on it. I'm approaching men. I'm going up to them and I'm like, hey, you look gorgeous.
Elle's really smart about like lining up 4 or 5 options too. Mm. So,
but does that ever... Is it all ever like... Have you guys ever read Archie comics?
Yes. I read those as a kid.
Veronica.
Yeah, I love Betty.
Double Digest.
They were dating the same guy. They were best friends dating the same guy.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't going steady. These comics from the 50s.
They were dating multiple guys.
When I read Archie's, I thought that was my reference point for high school when I was like when I was little.
No, I thought that too.
Yeah, and it made no fucking sense when I actually went to high school. Because like the main thing that happens in Archie's, like the main gag is someone will be like, look through this telescope. And then the guy will do it and then he'll take it away and there's like a ring of like they painted the telescope black.
So I was
on the lookout going into high school like, I'm not taking telescope prank on me. I'm well versed. But and you know, do you have if you line up 4 or 5 people, what if they all come up to you at once? Like,
oh,
Betty
that happens
and Veronica.
All the time.
She loves it. Yeah.
Well, because then I get to like really like balance them. And then I'm like, no, I like care about you the most. It's just like stuff is happening.
What?
She's evil.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't be admitting this on camera. My game is really good.
The night that you made out with 3 guys on the same night recently and you assured the last guy was like, I feel like I'm the chopped liver, like the last choice.
And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like,
save the best for last.
That's what she said. She was like, I was saving you. You're the one that I wanted most. And he fell for it.
It was all at the same party?
Yeah. Yes. At a 10-person party. Like,
whoa.
No, it was like
20. That's damn near a sex party at that point.
It was like 15.
It's damn near.
Wow. So the...
Listen.
Oh my God.
I know.
Ain't nobody chopped.
Was it a well-received? Was everyone going...
No, some of them were just a little bad, but...
How did you feel about it?
I wasn't there. I was asleep. It was a Monday. Who's partying on a Monday?
The real party gods,
I'm saying. I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I was journaling about being chopped.
I was out. I was getting my numbers up.
Uh-huh. 3 kisses in one night.
That's the thing is all my New Year's kisses, like I'm asking them, you chat them up for a little and then you just go like, hey, like, do you want to kiss at midnight? And they're like, yeah.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
I'll do it in the Marge voice. Yeah.
See, you just got to ask.
Will you coach? Can we all be at the same New Year's party this year? And we'll make sure that you have your first good New Year's and we'll make sure I have my first kiss.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. So why is it fun for you? Regardless.
Oh, I mean, because it's aspirational. Like you might get kissed, but also it's just, you know, it's everyone is in a good mood. It's like Halloween. Everyone wants to, like it's determined to have a good time.
It's like fresh start.
But that's what I don't like about both those holidays. There's like
shaking.
A pressure. We got it. Oh, this one's, you know, I went to this one and it's kind of weird, so we're going over here. It's like very frantic, like wanting to have fun. I don't like that feeling of like
you want to chill.
One of the last New Year's I was in here in New York. I crossed the bridge 6 times back and forth.
Yeah, see, but you like that?
I liked it. Okay. Yeah, Yeah,
I guess we're just fundamentally different.
Oh,
but we can still
say it like
have
that.
But we can still have an awesome time.
Nasty to us.
Yeah,
there's a real sharpness to your tone.
No, no. I see all these things. I'm saying neutrally.
I feel like I feel like if Milo were breaking up with me, that's how he would say it.
I feel like I was in trouble. Are you breaking up with us?
I know how I feel when I go to a costume party. No costume. Reprimanded.
Bad vibe. People yelling at you?
Yeah. Screaming.
What are they saying? What are they saying?
You suck.
No, they're not saying
that. They're not saying
that. Get out! Yes.
They're not being nice.
No one's being nice. If you show up to a costume party without a costume, you guys haven't experienced this.
I just can't believe you don't like costume parties. Like, what is it about it that you're so
against? I know, you're such
against?
A fun guy.
I know, that's why you gotta throw the right party and I'll be there and I'll bring my joy and but I just don't like being I don't like getting stuff that I'm never gonna use again. Like the eye patch or whatever.
You don't
whatever.
Know.
You never know, maybe it'll hurt your eye and be like, thank God.
Don't literally manifest that, guys. Why would you both say that?
Well, we don't know. We can't see the future.
I'm fucked. Okay, so that's out in the universe. Future. Great.
Great, no.
Okay. You like that or no? Yeah, like, keep it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You better be careful with those eyes.
Thank you.
Stop. Stop.
Thank you.
We're gonna throw a health party. We're gonna throw a doctor themed party.
Doctor themed party.
Yeah, so he can be in good health.
Oh.
I can show up as the patient wearing whatever I want,
mm-hmm.
as people do when they go to the doctor's office. Loophole. See, sometimes I try and find a loophole. People don't like that.
I don't
frustrated.
Like that.
He got us.
People get very frustrated with that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not about. I
You're
love it for other people, so I just stay out of it.
That's like
I've
the
learned
most,
my lesson
like
twice. I show like, up trying to be clever. People don't like it. I say, okay, then
it's like
this
the most hands off way of like, yeah, no, I love it for you.
Yeah.
No, it's the rudest thing you can say to someone. No, that's really cool for you.
Yeah. No, like great for you, but like, yeah. I would never in my life.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Guys, you're misinterpreting my tone completely.
I'm saying it
with love.
That's fundamentally
I'm saying
different.
With a heart full of love.
I saw hate in your eyes when you said that.
Yeah, I felt scared.
No.
I feel like you're going to strike us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always think that I'm going to... Earlier I went to... What was I doing?
You got your hand really close to my face. Like you were going to hit me.
I was like, are you going to strike me?
It felt like it.
When have I ever...
You were doing that though? You were just sort of petting her head frailly?
She like held up her wrist for me to smell
Oh,
her.
I wanted you to smell my wrist. And she thought I was going to... She's like... But also good. The funny thing is like you didn't flinch or like you were going to let it happen. You were just like...
You just wanted
to know that you're being... Like, are you...
Well, I don't know. It stopped very suddenly. So my reflexes are slow today. I couldn't have flinched like normal.
Mm. Yeah, you guys were out partying.
I running a half mile. I DM'd Milo at 5 a.m. being like, hey, address changed.
Yeah. Well, you were like, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. I was like, oh.
She keeps doing this to guests, and it's so stressful for me because I'm so type A. And L will literally DM or message a guest and be like, see you tomorrow. But it's like 5 a.m. that day. Like, mm-hmm. it's like that.
Well, I haven't gone to bed yet.
Not relevant to the guest. She did this with a sponsor recently, and it was about an important sponsorship meeting, and she was like, would you like to meet on Tuesday? And it is Tuesday. It's Tuesday right now. Like,
well, they'll see it when they woke up. I scheduled it for 8 a.m.
Yeah, no, I was definitely confused, but we worked it out.
Worked out on the remix.
Yes.
So it's fine. Hey,
here
my
we
bad.
Are, having great fun.
Do you think that you're more like me? Are you like more type A or are you more like L, kind of messy?
Messy.
Messy and gross.
So you struck my mic. He's trying to hit me.
I'm definitely more not type A.
Yeah,
but
period.
That's what I would think is that being that New Year's and Halloween and stuff wouldn't be conducive with that. It would just be a stressful.
No, I love it because I get to plan and control. Mm. Yeah.
I thought you would be more type A since you love control.
I just like to control myself, the autonomy of me.
He likes freedom.
Yes. Yeah.
He's freedom. Probably one of those guys that when a girl tries to get in a relationship with him, he's like, hey, wait. Like,
well, babe, my terms.
Yeah.
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 Duh.
Yeah. What do you like in a relationship?
Really perfect. But with my flaws, of course.
You want them to be perfect, but with your flaws?
No, I'm he's that's perfect. Me.
With he's flawed.
Perfect. Oh, what do you like flaws. In a relationship? I thought you said, what do you like?
No, what are
what am I like?
What are you like?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're perfect, but with your flaws.
Mm-hmm. As we all are at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those flaws?
Yeah, I can definitely be bad at... I thought the show was about parties, man.
It's all about parties.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Got it.
I can just be sort of bad at planning shit. I can be kind of hard-headed about stuff that I want. Yeah. And, but I make up for it with grace and sweetness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Grace. Is that bad? Great. I make up for it with grace
and sweetness.
What are your love languages?
These are the most vague.
I know. I'm letting it slide.
I'm running for office very soon. Shit getting out about me.
You're a politician.
I'm running for office very soon.
Oh, okay.
I'm what position? Very,
huh? Mayor?
That's Treasury. A... Treasurer.
Treasurer.
Okay, Alexander Hamilton.
Get real.
What are my love languages? Yeah, what are the ones? I like quality time.
Okay.
What are the other ones?
Wouldn't it be so gay if a straight man were like, I love gifts. love little gifts. That would be the gayest love language.
Well, every guy's like, yeah, physical touch.
You're a man, you should want physical touch and quality time. If your love language is gifts.
Yeah, you're not a man.
You're not a man.
That's a princess. That's baby girl right there.
Little gifts.
What are the other ones?
Physical touch, quality
words of
time,
affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Ooh, that words big
compliment. Oh,
that's very
been kind of lacking that today, actually.
We have been doing nothing but complimenting you the whole time you've been here.
I'm on defense. I'm on defense about the theme stuff. I should have just kept that shit to myself.
Really on trial now. What else? No, acts of service.
Acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
You, that's questionable as a man if you like acts of service.
Yeah,
I would
put up my shelf.
Weird. Yeah.
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 Gifts is the gayest.
What is the gayest to least gay? Just so I know.
Physical touch is straightest.
Straightest. Physical touch. Quality time.
Gay.
Is gay?
Gay.
So men are only allowed to want physical touch.
Gay. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Anything else? Sorry.
Right.
Okay, gay guy.
Ew.
Oh, I didn't know you were gay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. So not, I don't hold anything against you. You're just gay.
Yeah, it's fine. Anytime any guy like ghosts me or doesn't text me back, I'm like, okay, gay guy.
Yeah. Oops. I'm glad he discovered something about himself. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aw. Does he really realize some things about himself?
Beautiful.
He's like, I'm in another relationship. I'm like, oh, what's his name?
Yeah. With a beautiful, handsome man. And I love that for you.
So what do you like for women? Like, what is the ideal love language for a partner for you?
What's your type?
Because you want the words of affirmation. What do you want her to want from you? Or what are you willing to offer?
Yeah, what do you
I'm
what do
good
you
at
give?
Words of affirmation. I'm good at quality time.
You're good at giving it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what would you say?
What?
What would you say to her?
What would...
What?
Don't snap at her.
Why are you snapping at us?
I was lying, of course.
You're yelling at us. I was lying.
No. What would I say? Depends on the... It depends.
You have to stop lying on the pod. We just want the real...
It's not a blanket statement.
Oh. Your score is so going down.
What? No, but I'm always doing fun shit at parties, like taking over the music and doing... Did we forget about Marge? Remember at the beginning of the podcast?
No one's forgotten about Marge.
So we all remember Marge.
It was so charming, if I recall correctly. What do I like to say to people?
Yeah.
You're just a ray of sunshine.
Okay, Hallmark. Okay, Hallmark card.
God.
He's not saying.
I'm trying to lift you up.
I want you to be real right now. I don't want you to do what you think that we want to hear.
This is a broad statement.
If you're in love with someone, what are you?
What would you say?
I love you. Whoa, that felt real. All right.
I know. I was like,
wow.
Milo, I didn't. This is so sudden.
Do you want me to switch seats?
Yeah, let me get close.
But you're the one who needs love.
Now say it to Devin so she can get it. Devin, look in his eyes.
I'm it.
Devin, look in his eyes.
No, I can't. It'll work on me.
No, do it. No, it worked on me. No, let it happen. On. Do it to Devin.
Please.
Do it.
I'm in love with you.
Oh, God. We're in love with Milo now.
There you go.
Bring him on the pod. I guess we're words of affirmation.
Yeah, for real.
Is it hot in here? I'm sweating.
Well,
I don't know. I say nice things to people all the time.
Do you want
to
go out with us sometime?
We're going out tonight.
What are you doing on New Year's? Do you want
to schedule that ahead of time? Because my docket is going to be full this year. I'm up.
That's his new line, is just telling women I love you in their eyes.
Uh-huh. I just cracked the code.
That's all I got to do. I mean, love bombing works. It works on me every single time. And I know it's happening when they're love bombing me. And I'm just like...
I'm throwing off. Yeah. I feel like a guy after he just came. Like, we're at my... Like, I'm satiated. I feel...
I'm saying I'm in love with you. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, no, that was really nice for us, Milo. That was very generous. Of course. Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
We really needed that today because we've been feeling very chopped.
Yeah.
We? Stop stealing my...
Chopped
value. No, I've been feeling... I've been really...
No. I'm the depressed one. You're fine.
I'm pulling left and right in New York. I don't know what it is about New York. I'm good here.
I'm just striking out.
Tonight will be the night.
You hooked up with someone the other night.
Yeah.
That's one person.
It was last night. I'm saying the other night. It was last night. Yeah, last night. Yeah. Wow. So did I. We both had our hookup night.
He doesn't count.
He counts.
Was he kind of gay? He wanted to spend time with me. Yeah. He gives me a gift.
He said his love language is quality time.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Bummer. Well, I hope you hook up with a straight hunk tonight.
Cool. The night is young.
Girl, me too.
Yeah.
Girl. Oh, I'm still thinking about Milo telling us he loves this. It was really magical.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Milo, you need to know that the effect you have on women.
Yeah, this is a great thing to realize.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is, you said this was your first experience with women, that we were your exposure.
Yeah, so I've never told anyone that before.
Well, it's because, so, you know, it's you're secretly a real yearner. I mean, Love is a Losing Game is your top song, so real yearners know how to look in someone's eyes and say, I love you.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah.
Can you do it again?
Yeah, we do it again.
Well, I'm going to wait to hear my Party God score. At the
this is classic.
Classic we'll male manipulator.
We'll
what can you do for me first?
He love bumps you and then he pulls away.
Ugh, and I'm like,
and it's working like a charm.
Shit.
It's really working.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Damn it.
I feel my way. I feel dizzy.
Yeah, no, this is our first love confession on the pod. It feels really good.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
I'm thrilled.
You changed your hair a little bit.
I know, you look different.
In a bad
way? You judged it. No,
is it awesome?
Looks good.
Words of
you
affirmation.
Need so much validation. It's, I know. I wouldn't be able to keep up.
I just told you guys I was in love with you, and you can't say my hair looks okay.
Okay, your hair looks good.
Equal exchange.
You're really tit for tat. You want to give someone a gift. You really are like, what's in it for me? He won't say he loves us again until we give him a high score.
I think it'd be so dangerous to date Milo because I think he comes off as like, oh, sweet boy. Like, oh, I just like love to do my Mark impression. Evil. And then really he's... Classic.
Kind of a classic male bad boy. Kind of classic
kind of a
bad
boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
You are.
Did people tell you that a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say, oh, that Milo guy, he's just a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
They whisper it.
Because they don't want me to hear. You don't know what's going to happen.
They
want to
keep it a secret from me.
Mm-hmm. Unless they want a little knuckle sandwich. Yeah. So they keep it like that.
A knuckle sandwich. Uh-huh. You're a bully, too.
That's implied in the bad boy pack. Guys, this label was given to me. And I said, okay, if that's my brand now. That's what Kareem told me after Subway Takes. He said, you're a bad boy now.
Kareem told you that you're a bad
boy. Before that, I was a sweetheart. I didn't think any of these controversial. He took me aside under his wing. He said, now you're a bad boy.
Oh.
And I said, okay. Huh. He runs this city. So now that's my... I just have to sort of assume that character. It didn't come for free. It's not easy. I don't like it. At my core, I'm very sweet. And I don't want to be this way, but... You just got to live up to your brand.
What do you do now to keep it alive, the brand?
Just kind of, you know, the cool guy shit. I'm learning. I'm watching videos and stuff.
You're nasty.
What? I've been buying a lot of pomade.
You're like a 1950s stereotypical boy.
I don't know. These are my reference points.
Okay, Danny's.
Just trying to cartoon. Figure it out. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't come natural to me. Naturally, I'm a very sweet, loving person.
You have no choice. I'm a prisoner.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll buy some pomade. I got way too much accidentally. On Amazon.com, it can be very confusing.
Don't plug Amazon on this podcast.
He's bad.
He is a bad boy. Mm-hmm. He's naughty.
See? That's what I'm saying. Do you guys think that you're both sweet?
Yeah.
Okay. To a fault, yeah.
To a fault?
Like too sweet.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It's like when you're applying for a job and you're like, my biggest flaw is that I'm just too...
I just work too hard.
Giving.
Too sweet and kind.
Yeah.
And generous.
It's really delicate.
It's like really hard to be us.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should try being bad boys.
I wish you would teach us.
Yeah, how do we
I'm learning it. We can go on this journey together.
Tonight, should we all be bad?
Way too much pomade. I got way too much pomade. I made an error. I'm not going to say the name of the website. Popular sort of, you know, online retailer.
Should we all wear pomade tonight?
Yeah, way too much. So
people are gonna see us walking down the streets of New York, and they'll be like, "Oh shit! Oh, fuck. Oh shit!"
Yeah. I've been trying that. I'm bad at snapping. I'm bad at whistling.
What bad things should we do tonight? You're bad at whistling?
Yeah, and that's kind of you need that.
Oh,
you got it.
Yeah,
boys. You're good at whistling. You lied to us.
No, that's never happened that succinctly. Wait, can I try it again?
Yeah.
See? Oh, there it goes. Yeah. It was just kind of stars aligned on that one.
Stars aligned.
I'm sorry that you guys are... I feel bad now. You're so quick to think that I'm lying.
Well, you've been telling us the whole time that you're lying.
No.
Yeah. And that you're bad. What are we supposed to think?
Yeah. Keep saying, I'm a liar, bad boy.
And man will tell you everything you need to know about him in the first 5 minutes.
Dang it.
What bad things should we do tonight?
Yeah. Well, okay. You have to tell us.
Yeah.
You're the leader of the pack.
Guys, should I pull up WikiHow?
No, I've been doing it's got to come off the dome.
That's what I'm saying. It's.
Is there a WikiHow for how to be a...
Yes. Well, there's multiple.
Have you been studying?
You know Quora.com?
Yes.
You can ask different things. I get so many emails from Quora because in fourth grade, I looked up like, what's the best Harry Potter? Now I do like 40 emails a day that's like, the Triwizard Tournament wouldn't actually happen because of this. So many emails about that shit. So, but Quora has a lot of good... that's to say that Quora has a glut of information about any top glut.
A glut.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's ask Quora right now.
How to be a bad boy.
Feedback.
Yeah.
How to be a bad boy. Okay. What are some classic things? We could stand around we could all stand around a corner. Three people at the corner. Collars up.
He's a genius. I would have never thought of that.
This is like would so work on me if I see like three guys. Like,
and then when people pass by, we all look them in the eye and say, I'm in love with you.
Oh my, stop. No, I'd literally be like, really?
Yeah.
Like, wow, I believe
you. And then whoever can whistle best will go.
It's like birds.
Yeah.
It's birds. How they charm. Now it's so, God, it's so easy for men.
It's good. It feels good being bad, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys will see tonight. It's fun.
I want to see you in your element. I'm really excited.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to go out.
Yeah. It's, well, don't get your hopes up because I don't know.
That's a cool thing to say. Don't get your
hopes
up.
That's a really cool
thing. It's really working on us.
Wow.
Because it sounded like he might leave. It made me nervous inside. I felt like, is he?
He's playing hard to get.
Yeah.
God, that's so easy.
See? And I've only been doing this bad boy shit for like 2 weeks. So I'm still new to this, but I'm glad you guys are impressed. That means a lot.
You're welcome.
Because I didn't know if it was coming across that way authentically.
Devin just sneered at me.
Ooh, see, that's sort of a bad boy thing to do. Sneer. Classic sneer.
I'm picking it up.
Yeah.
It's infectious. I don't have it yet.
It'll work its way over.
Yeah.
Okay, what if I'm like,
oh, that's quaint. That's quaint, yeah.
Is that bad?
That's step one, certainly, is crossing the arms.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't come in a day.
What if I'm...
Milo and I will conference.
Milo.
Well, that's bad. You know, that's bad boy stuff. Calling someone the wrong name and then they're like, wait.
Milo.
That's also, not how you say
named
it.
Milo? I've never met a Milo in my life.
It's fascinating
because I've never met a Milo either, but it is whenever someone reads my name like out of place, Milo, just. Oh.
It's so funny.
Yeah. So y'all haven't seen Milo and Otis. Classic.
Wow, I've seen Milo and Otis. That's a beautiful
iconic
film that makes me sob.
It's about a dog and not to mention a cat.
I think because I'm thinking of like cornmeal.
What?
Why are you thinking about cornmeal? Why is that a
cornmeal
and
milk? No. That's what's going on upstairs.
Do not get her started. Like,
kind of go hand in hand, though.
She's like a sleeper agent when she hears milk and then she just won't stop talking about milk. It's like milk is because objectively gross.
All I've heard you say is, I like milk. You guys have been going on and on about
for any other guests, that's enough of a hook and get them.
No.
Then they start asking me questions.
Favorite brand?
Do not.
I always say the brand's not so important, but it needs to be whole because I don't want it diluted. Sometimes they try to give you that 2% or skim milk where it's like, I'm missing my milk.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. I work as a barista. And so skim milk, it's a sickening thing when you have to work with that stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah.
I have milk.
What?
I have milk every day. And I've been kind of going through a draw because we've been in New York and Elle keeps not buying me milk. And she wakes up earlier than me.
I woke up an hour.
Every morning.
You need someone to buy you milk? That's not very bad boy stuff. That's kind of more of a baby stuff. Classic baby vibe. No one bought me milk today. My day is fucked. That's exactly what a baby thinks every
feels
day.
Feels like Milo's calling me baby.
Milo! Milo is his name.
Milo. Look, you have your... I'm trying to neg him a little by calling him the wrong name, and it's working. He
that
just called
pretty bad
he just called me baby. He just called me baby. Mm-hmm.
In a sense.
In a, way, yeah, not in a baby
in
girl
a circuitous
way.
Sense, yes.
I'm going to move closer to
you're
that.
Manipulating me. You're manipulating me.
Hey, he's mine.
Yeah.
He said I love you to me first.
Because you forced him.
I didn't force him. That was on his own accord.
We can he's play back the tape. Us. We'll see.
Yeah. We're doing very Betty and Veronica right now.
Mm.
That we're both dating Milo right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of us is dating Milo.
Right.
One of us is.
I'm not going to say who.
Across the couch.
Stop getting closer.
He likes it. No, I keep waking up thinking, I don't know why I have this in my head, but every morning I keep waking up thinking, I bet that Elwin bought milk for me this morning.
I haven't left the house. I've literally, the only food I've eaten, I've just like been Uber Eatsing Taco Bell. Like, I'm not eating. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to
New York.
You don't
get the milk at Taco Bell?
They don't have milk there. They only have Baja Blast.
Damn.
You thought.
Yeah. I don't know about that
what
stuff.
What Taco Bell's are you going to?
Huh?
What Taco Bell's
I
are
was
you
just
going
hopeful
to?
For the future. I thought maybe things have changed.
No, I wish. If Taco Bell also had milk, oh my God.
What a sickening thought.
I ordered the nachos from Taco Bell and have been eating it over the course of three meals. It's lasting.
She got roasted by the guy I hooked up with last night.
I was up at 8 in the morning and I was planning to go back to sleep, so I was just really tired and out of it. And I was eating my Taco Bell and he comes out and I'm like, oh, good morning, top of the morning. And he's like, are you eating Taco Bell?
He roasted her.
Oh, yeah. I was like, whoa. He was being a bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think I, you should yeah. see him again.
Yeah.
No,
I don't like the way he spoke
me.
To me.
Yeah, that's even more. I'm like, get her. Get her ass.
Yeah. Whoa, what was it, a yummy breakfast? Could have used
what
a bit
I,
of milk. Could have used
what
a bit
I
of
wanted
milk.
Was milk. Yeah, yeah. I opened the fridge and I was like, Elle still hasn't bought me milk.
Go figure.
No, literally.
Are you unable to buy it for some sort of legal reason? They've got
she's
you blacklisted.
Just she's just being a princess.
It just
milk.
Feels, for some reason in my head, I thought you were going to go get groceries for us.
Well, I thought I would too, but then I keep partying till 5 a.m. and then I wake up at 3 and I'm like, well, I'm not leaving the house.
And then we kind of like, it's a vicious cycle because I don't have enough nutrients from not getting milk. And so I just go out and I'm like, I guess I'm just going to have to drink my dinner and we drink and then we don't have time to grocery shop and there's no milk. And you can see it's like...
Yeah,
it's dark.
Having its effect.
I only had one
sure.
tiny breakfast sandwich
what is
last
the,
night. All
you, how do you drink your dinner?
Just alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah, but what is the most, the best one for dinner?
A martini because you get the olive.
Dirty yeah. gin. Yes, that's yeah. what I do mm-hmm. every night.
Every night.
Have you guys been to Funny Bar?
No.
We've been to Funny Bar.
Really?
I think.
I don't know. What is that?
That's my favorite martini. Then we can go down to my Roberto's bar. That's the classic double trouble for me.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Bad boy.
Mm-hmm. See? I'm learning. You guys are learning with me.
Do you want Elle to come?
I just think, you know. God, now the bad boy facade is totally melted.
You can answer. She can't see. She can't.
Why are you?
She's kind of peering.
She can't see you now.
Get out of here. I can still see him.
Fine. See it? I'm chopped.
Wow. You've lost it.
None of us
you had me right on the. I was totally going to fall into your hands.
What did I do wrong?
You said I'm chopped.
Can't say
because
you're chopped.
Because you didn't want to go out with just me. You wouldn't even say it.
Well, I was nervous because she was staring right at me. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of factors at play
her.
Here.
Yeah. Our friend called us sirens.
Oh.
Yeah, but it,
do you guys think
derogatory?
Yeah.
Like she was insulting us.
Yeah.
Like the evil ones. Like we're luring them into their death.
You guys didn't feel good about that?
I feel good about it.
Okay. You didn't feel good.
No.
You didn't think it was apt because you don't think that anyone's kissing you.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm running this shit.
I can't even hear a compliment. It just rolls, rolls off my
head. On your eye.
Except heck? For I love you. The most meaningful one of
honestly,
them all.
Honestly, like that mm-hmm. shook us both when you did that. That's a powerful line.
Yeah. I hope you say it all night.
Yeah. You need to keep doing
we'll
that.
Will
goes,
you do it
yeah.
in front of other girls?
Yeah. Because then...
Oh, yeah. Wow. Then I'll just, my crew of women will grow larger and larger throughout the night.
Honestly.
No, like, it would snowball.
The
it
power
snowball.
Of a deep eye contact, I love you. It's like, oh, that's all you have to do. Yeah. It's like, oh,
oldest
okay.
Oldest trick in the book. Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit.
That's Adam and Eve shit. Like, back to the basics.
It feels like.
Do you think they were saying I love you in the Garden of Eden, or was it just, did it just go without saying?
It's like a hookup vibe. No, I'm casual, babe. Like, you're the only girl. I'm just weighing my options. Yeah.
This feels like a pickup line. Like, this feels like
what are you doing to us?
I don't know, babe.
You come to our house.
It's just my natural love vibe. Bomb that's us. What I'm saying.
I'm feeling so flustered, but it does feel like we've sort of taken you on as an escort for the evening.
Yeah.
We're like, what's your attachment style? What is your attachment
style? We've never asked
any guests. We talked about partying for about 3 minutes. And we talked about...
Well, he said I love you and the whole dynamic changed. Yeah, yeah. What is your attachment style?
We talked about this shit.
No, we talked about your love language.
Oh, Milo, what would a girl need to do to...
To become the one for me? To be the love of my life?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Just out of curiosity. Yeah.
Well, you know... Starting with sort of a high party god score wouldn't hurt.
Oh,
I'm just saying that.
You'd give that nasty look again. See, this is why it's working, is because he'll tell us he loves us, and then he'll look at us with hate.
I know,
in his eyes.
And he's doing the little thing. That's with the life. Tongue too. That's so life. It's like mixed messages. It's like you're being mean, but you're also being seductive.
That's just my mouth.
Yeah, it's like that's just we can't get enough
structure of my mouth. Unfortunately, it does. Yeah, I know.
No, he's talking about his mouth. Like, come
yeah,
on.
No,
that's a classic.
Eyes right here, brother. No, I my attachment style.
We're cooked.
He's puffing out his chest.
I'm just sort of stretching. That's just the guys. You're reading into my body
you're
language.
You're a dog.
Yay!
What are you guys' attachment styles?
We asked you.
I know, but I'm such a good listener that I want to hear you guys.
I'm really secure if the guy's doing everything right.
The guy's perfect.
If the guy is doing everything right to make me feel validated and comfortable at all times, then I'm hyper secure.
God, I wish. I'm anxious avoidant. Mm. When guys like me, I'm like, ew. And when they don't like me, I'm like, need him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm that one for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I feel really secure if a guy is agreeing to delete all his contacts from his phone and to not talk to other women, then I'm feeling really healthy.
That's okay.
That doesn't sound healthy, Devin.
Yeah.
No, that's what I need to feel secure.
That I don't think you're secure.
Hey, I'm not judging anything. I believe in free love and groovy times. Sorry, I spent a couple years in Northern California, so that had rubbed off on me.
Do you have dreads?
Huh?
Do you have white guy dreads?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Frankly, yes.
Beautiful.
That's all I'm willing to say about that. And I smelled bad.
Ah, natural deodorant?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm actually wearing natural deodorant right now, but then the trick is that you put regular deodorant over it. But then it feels like it counteracts and you don't get aluminum in your lungs.
I got excited because I thought he was going to lift his shirt. It felt like it. Why? I'm taught.
Now it's actually freezing in this room. So I wouldn't
it's
dream
so
of it.
I'm really sweaty. It might just be because I was hungover earlier because my body might just be shaking.
Yeah. Exuding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been warmer.
Shivering.
I'm like hot. Should we do our audience
question?
Yeah,
let's do our audience question. I feel like it.
Hey, here is the situation. I'm going to a party with someone that I have a crush on, but also at this party is going to be someone who I am currently hooking up with from time to time. So what I'm wondering is how I can balance talking to both of them while also being discreet and not alerting either of them to the relationship that I have with the other. Thank you.
Good question.
Yeah, I can answer this.
You're
one.
An expert at this stuff. Yeah.
So, well, basically, I had to learn the right way because one time I performed in a show and I invited three of the guys I was talking to, thinking none of them would show up, and then all of them showed up. And then, of course, all three of them were immediately
E-gads,
talking to each other.
As they say in Archie. E-gads.
Yeah. Yes.
And they say gack.
I love when they say
yeah,
gack.
Yeah, gack is.
I like. Well, I still hooked up with one of them that night, but like it was hard. It wasn't the one I wanted. There was a hierarchy. But okay, so if you're at a party and one person you like and someone you've hooked up with, you can talk to them both, but you can never talk to them if they're in the same room. You just have to really like be like, oh, hey, I got to go to the bathroom, and then like go find the other one. And like you could even just be like, hey, it's so good to see you. And then that's all you say. You're like, the less is more, especially if you're with someone else. It's okay if the person that you're not with sees you with the person that you brought. But you can't have the person that you brought see you with the other one.
Mm. We didn't really get into this, but I feel like this is a distinction between LA, like when you talk about going in a different room, that's kind of foreign to me in terms of
those three people I made out with at the party, that was at a New York party.
But you were able to do, what rooms? There were many rooms.
There were three rooms.
I guess mostly I'm part, like, I mostly go to parties that are just kind of at bars, you know. That's kind of the main destination here.
Then if they're smoking outside, then you go inside and talk to them. It's like there will be, you just have to really be observant and aware.
But does, when that happens to you, are you excited or are you kind of nervous?
Thrilled. Like,
okay. Yeah. That's a big deal.
That's the game.
You. That's what I'm going to be dealing with all night.
Yeah.
So it's good to know.
Yeah. That's game.
That's what he's doing to us at this very moment.
I know, and it's working, and I'm mad.
Okay. As the ambassador for the Chopped, I will say this thing doesn't happen to me very often. But
come off it.
You're not chopped. Come off it.
Wait, you don't think I'm chopped, Milo?
Of course not.
Whoa. You're evil.
I'm being polite.
The way he...
Continue.
He's too good.
Please continue. Too good.
We're falling in love with you.
You're really getting me.
Continue.
Thank you. Thank
my
you.
Pleasure.
Oh my god.
Okay.
This is crazy.
When it does happen to me, I think the trick is just you don't burn any bridges, and so that you're not going home with anybody. Like you flirt with each of them, and even allow them to see it, because that is exciting.
That's
for them.
The best.
They feel like, oh well, she's got so many options. She's never been less chopped. And then you don't go home with anybody, and you just make sure everyone, you know.
I disagree. You go home with someone because the other person is like,
who do you do? You do last man standing then? Like whoever earns
sometimes
it?
I'll do last man standing.
You're going to come with someone and you guys are kind of an item.
Well, you got to go home.
But you're not going steady. That's the key.
Well, you got to leave with the one you brought. You can't bring someone and then leave with someone else.
I would never bring a man to a party.
You can't bring sand to the beach.
Can't bring sand to the beach.
Yeah. What?
Huh?
Can't bring sand to the beach.
Yeah, because at the beach there's already a bunch of sand. There's
so you never bring a man to a party?
No.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. That's the key.
Who knows who you'll meet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They married. They got a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm. Hey, can't bring sand to the beach, as I always say.
Yeah.
I'm glad we agree on this.
We're going to put you in a timeout after this.
He'll like it.
You're right. He will like
it. He'll like it.
No. I don't like being reprimanded. Remember?
Oh, right.
Come on, guys.
I've never been more mad.
I've never been more speechless.
It's really upsetting that he's got us wrapped around his finger.
I know.
I'm just being me.
What do you think?
So like, would you ever have two girlfriends?
This is perfect for your upcoming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sponsorship.
Do you think that any podcast will go better than this for you?
Is this your first
one? I know, my
this
first.
This is his first.
I might have to go one and done. Yeah.
He just charms every podcast. You can't go around charming every podcast. But we want to be special.
You guys will always have a special place in my heart.
God,
now you guys are...
Damn it.
How are you so good at this?
I'm surprising myself, to be honest. This is kind of like the March thing. I feel like I'm not going to remember any of this. And then I'm going to watch this back and be like, how did I do that shit? This is in a level that I've never hit in regular life. You're going to see me at the bar tonight being a total dud. There's just certain elements I'm able to, I don't know, it just happens.
He unexpectedly wants us to look in his mouth. That's
like the March thing.
Why does he keep touching his mouth?
It's working.
He's doing the trick that I learned from TikTok girls, where you're supposed to, like, when you make eye contact with someone, I don't know how to do it. You're
the
supposed to, like,
method.
Look at their one eye, and then am I doing
you're supposed
right?
to close
you're
your eye? Eyes like no. that?
You look at his right eye, mouth.
He's supposed to go
and then
right eye.
Oh,
then
that
you look
was
at,
nice.
And then you look
yeah.
at his mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing it.
You did this, and then stuck out your tongue somehow. I think you're picturing your own face or something.
It's working. You're half winging at me in a really weird way.
Yeah.
You're going,
you don't think this is going to work?
This is what Devin's doing to me.
Yeah, it's like a wink, wink, and then stuck out her tongue.
Let me try again.
Mm-hmm. Your eyes are like fluttering.
Yeah.
It's just it's just looking at someone's eyes like always.
It's so...
She's right at it. See, now that makes sense.
She's mad.
The kissing thing. Yeah.
I want to be cool so badly.
Stick with me, man.
We're going to go out tonight. We're going to be cool.
We're going to do the triangle technique. All night, we're gonna be telling everyone we're in love.
The
with
thing,
them.
It's not even. It's not
yeah,
even.
We're gonna
it's
love
not
on
even the first time. I tried the triangle thing in the mirror, and it looked bad there too. I'm not able to because you guys.
All you have to do is look at their mouth and look back at it's. No, okay,
I mean
don't
it's an insane.
That.
You shouldn't. That's don't a dark path. The triangle technique is such incel shit. You shouldn't even be going down that line. You just got to be yourself.
Stop. Why are you so good at it? We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We got all right.
I'm going to try out the triangle technique tonight.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Honey. But that's just me.
It's because you guys have acting experience, and this is my first time on camera.
Really?
The
ever?
Podcast, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that been for you?
Really hard.
Yeah, you're doing great.
I have a face for, what do they say, a face for the
for radio? Yeah. I mean, no. I would never watch this back because I can't. I can never look at myself. I don't know how you guys do it. Look at myself for that long of a time.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right, guys. Well, Milo, it's been a pleasure.
That's a sad note to end on. But we're all beautiful, and I'm going to enjoy watching this on a loop. I'm going to watch this on a loop at my house.
I'm five now.
I'm going to watch this on a loop at my house.
We'll give you a five-party score because you've been nasty and seducing us the whole time.
What?
I'm going to go 10.
Oh, and the decision for me has been made in terms of who I love. So that's good. It ties it up with the bow.
No, I was trying to nag him. It didn't work.
Ties things up with the bow.
Hey, Milo. I love you, though.
Who gave you your first 10?
Yeah, there's a lot to consider, guys. Good thing I read a lot of Archies, because, geez Louise, I never thought I'd be in a situation like this. Bit of a gack, but in a positive way. So I'm glad all those years
really
of Archies
trying,
have paid off.
We're really trying good cop, bad cop on you right now, so.
It's going to be an interesting
night. I'll be whichever kind of cop you want.
Laying it on a bit thick now.
Whatever.
Fuck, did I fumbled at the end?
Whatever, Milo, I'll like see like how I feel.
No, that's not enough.
I can't figure it out.
Milo, thank you so much. We'll see you tonight when we
help. Yes.
Thanks,
I'm
Milo.
Looking forward to it.
Right, thanks.
Party on.
Party on.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the after party.
I had no idea that Milo was going to be so nasty to us.
I had no idea that Milo's our boyfriend.
Now we're both in love with him and both dating him. So, you know, it's fine. We're going to hang out with him tonight.
That's why you start a podcast, for moments like this.
To find your husband.
Yeah.
I just can't even describe the way he looked into our eyes and said, I love you. I was like, I guess true love does exist.
Shook. Yeah.
It was great. I didn't see that coming.
Which is really... always how it happens.
We're stuttering because we're too nervous because he just left and we're like, oh.
I know. He really also like, before he was like, oh, we should go to dinner together. And then he made other plans, which is so cool. Like,
the fact that we thought we were going to get dinner with him, it's like, he's so hard to get.
He keeps us on our toes. He's like, maybe I'll hit you guys up after dinner.
Oh my God, we're like, okay. Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, but of course. Yeah, anytime that we can get.
God, we're too easy. It works. He knows what he's doing. It's evil. Ugh, I miss him. Anyway, how was your week so far in New York?
It's fine. I was gonna talk about family stuff, but I don't know. I have a new wall.
What?
All of a sudden, in the last 5 minutes, like an update.
Tell me.
Well, I've been talking about how like I'm cooked. I'm chopped. I'm dating is
you're
over
not,
for me.
You're not chopped.
And meanwhile, you've just been like sweeping. And in the meantime, like a pizza restaurant is DMing me. Like the only person that's sliding into my DMs is a pizza spot.
So funny. And like out of all restaurants, like pizza, like the most casual. But hey, maybe we'll get free pizza. Ever think about that?
I need a free boyfriend.
I'm not. Well, it's not like these guys I'm pulling are giving me any like benefits or anything. I'm not getting anything out of them.
What are you? Oh, you just need pizza wise? I'm like, you're having sex. That's the benefit.
Whoa. You can't put me on blast. Like, chill. No, I'm like, I'm not hooking up with anyone here. Like, if there's anyone I meet, like, I'm just like super shy. Like, I don't do that. I talk about being a dog too much on this podcast. Like, how am I ever going to get a boyfriend?
People like it when you're authentic and you are a dog.
I just look, there's just so many of them. What am I supposed to say? No. Sorry.
You don't think that you're being discerning?
No, I am.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of good ones.
I'm
just weighing my options here.
How's your week?
My week is fine. My wall, though, last night we were at this after party and I was talking to this guy for like a good 30 minutes. And then he was like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend's coming. And I was like,
no,
got it. I'm like, you're being nasty. Like, you can't do that. You got to drop the girlfriend immediately. Otherwise, I'm like thinking we're having a good time. He was flirting. It's like, that's a real dog.
No,
I would never do that.
Absolutely.
If I was in a relationship, I'd be like, and I could tell a guy was like flirting with me. I'd be like, oh, my boyfriend, blah, blah. Casually, you drop it.
Vile.
I know.
Also, time is money. You blew through 30 minutes that I could have been.
I could have been finding my husband in those 30 minutes. What a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my wall. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't waste your time.
I know. Don't waste my time.
Get your
time
kicks. Get your validation from Milo. Call Milo. He's for validation. He's got it.
Yeah, call Milo. Yeah. So
disgusting.
What's your window?
My window. This isn't a good one. I'm phoning it in. What? My window is that I've sort of realized. I've realized that I am getting better about going on dates and not talking about my dad on the date.
You're talking about, you can't talk about your parents on a first date.
I used to, in my 20s, be really bad at it. And I'd be like, you know who's really cool? you know who's really cool, actually? Or I'd be like, oh, that reminds me of like something my dad would say.
Do that. It doesn't work like that. Imagine you're with a guy and he's like, oh, my mom's the best. Like,
I was realizing it was becoming a big problem in my 20s. I'd be like, every date I'd have referenced my dad at least like 10 times. I'd be like, I gotta stop talking about my dad. Devin. But he's so cool.
Sweet, sweet Devin. He's so cool.
He lives such a cool life.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you figured that out.
my dad like didn't go to college. He hitchhiked all over and then became a tree planter. And like, but then the thing is, like,
talk about yourself. You gotta brag.
In my 20s, now it's easier because now in my 20s I've had experiences.
Like, yeah,
I've lived in communes and I go to the SNL.
You can't talk about your dad's lore. It's like, okay, I'm not on a date with him.
I'd be like, this reminds me of this really spiritual experience that my dad had.
No, Devin. Okay, that's fine. But I can't do that.
I'm not doing it anymore. Okay, so it's a window I realized, like, I'm kind of like giving myself a pat on the back.
Okay. I can't believe you were doing that. If I knew, Devin, if I knew, you need to tell me everything you do. I really need to be in charge of some of this stuff. Tell me everything.
He has a lot of cool stories.
Okay. You're not going to find your man that way. Sorry. Uh-uh. That's your window. I stopped talking about my dad. Okay. My window is boring. It's just that I love New York.
What?
It's well, okay. So the first night I land, and then like 3 hours later we go to the bar, and then the first person we see is our friend, and then the bartender is our other friend, and I didn't even know he worked there.
Friend.
And then we go to another bar, bump into another friend. And then last night we went out again, bumped into all these other friends. I'm like, this is what happens in New York, LA. It's not moving this way.
No.
You're lucky to bump into like one person, maybe, or like a couple people. But this place, it's like every single bar, like they're walking in, you're like, oh my God, this person I know. New York is, it's magical in the wintertime.
Yeah, but it's too cold and Elle keeps trying to gaslight me.
It's hot. It's hot outside. Everyone's lying.
Yeah, this is what she's doing all the time to me.
I'm not gaslighting. I'm being honest.
I think that you're a big time gaslighter.
I'll say that I'm not. I've never told a lie in my life. I don't do that.
Elle is like, never. I can't even give all the examples because you're gonna get mad at me.
What?
You just gaslight me about the temperature. You gaslight me about like saying it's not cool for me to talk about my dad.
I'm helping you here. I can't believe you're talking about your dad that much. It's really upsetting for me to hear.
He has really cool stories.
Okay, but if you're on a date with a guy and he's like, no, my mom's the best, you're going to be like, okay, mama's boy, like, did she make your bed?
Yeah, that's gross.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my dad's really funny.
You're doing it to me now and I'm getting disgusted.
Are you getting, you're getting the ick?
Ryan's getting the ick. Yeah, we're all getting the ick, Devin. You got to shut your yap about the dad.
Well, now I'm my dad.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Party God. Hope you enjoyed this episode with Milo. And
I'm my dad.
Okay, just make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube.
I'm my dad.
Give us a okay.
I'm my dad.
Do you see what I? All right, guys. Thanks, Devin. Party on.